Okay, so today's daf we learned daf chafei, and we started the mission last year. So let's go over again. Chafer bor b'shus rabim. Someone digs a hole in the public domain. He says an afala toch a shor or chamorna, and an ox or a donkey falls into it. Amet, he's chayiv. That is the basic understanding of bor as the Torah describes it. But obviously, we're going to have to elaborate. Now it says achada chofer bor, whether it's a hole. Now it's interesting here. The marfil that I didn't mention last time discusses that these are all different configurations of holes. The bor is round. Shiach is a, we call it a cistern, but it seems like it's arukah, it's long and narrow. And ma'ara, which I explained as being like a cave, is mechus, it's covered over, but it's got a little peh, an opening to it. A charitzim, and it's in these different types of ditches. A charitz is wide, umurubi'in, ma'ara, like a ma'ara, but it's not covered over. Ela kol piha patuach, the whole mouth is open. Ne'itzim is they're short, they're narrow at the top and wide at the bottom. But the point is, a stump bore, generally bores, as we mentioned last time, are 10 tefachim deep. So therefore, im ken lama no mar bore, why does it say a bore? Ela ma bore shehu kedei lamit. The stump bore is 10 tefachim, which is 10 enough to kill, which is 10 tefachim deep. Af kol devar shehu kedei lamit, as long as it's that deep, arasat tefachim, that would be chayiv if an animal died. Therefore, hayu pchutim asura, if it was less than 10 tefachim, the nafala tocha shor chamor, and met, it died, you would be patur, because it wasn't enough to kill a normal situation. And the Torah is only mechayiv in a bor, as we said, that is min astam, 10 tefachim deep, and considered highly hazardous. Fatal. V'im huzak bo, however, if it gets injured, well then you're chayiv. Chayiv eni nezek. Okay. Then it says, yes, hachofer bo brishus hayachid uptacho brishus harabim also brishuratim uptacho brishut. Here we've got the girsu in front of us is brishut harabim. The different girsu is actually brishus hayachid. Then we say that it's so bichayv. We have to. That's what to discuss on that as well. The Gemara says hachofer bo brishus harabim. The Gemara says kiftach ish bor v'chichra ish bor. If someone happens to open up a hole or chichras them. The general understanding here it means it dug a hole. Sounds like it's we've got a repetition here. Bor, bor. The Gemara says is that's to teach us chad bor lenezikim v'chad bor lemita. That's to teach that there's two different chiyuvim. A bor that is dug to the depth that can kill someone and chayiv mita, or not someone an animal, and the bor that's dug to the depth of that's less than that. So one for nezikim, one for mita, one for nezikim. So Amar Yisrael, despite that's the case, achad bor shel mita v'achad bor shel nezikim, shnei mikra achad nitrabu, yes, they learn from the same pasuk, v'kishu ba lebor shel mita, atmar patur ala kelim, v'kishu ba bor shel nezikim, atmar chayav ala kelim. Now, we sort of discussed this once before, and I'll show you in the Pnei Moshe in a moment, that we said that if, even if the ox dies, it may have been carrying other types of kelim with it. There's a lot more to discuss in today's daf on this, but you'll be patur for the kelim. What Rabbi Yitzhak says, that's only a bor that's a depth of 10. So we've seen Yerushalmi, Bavli, I don't think he's like this, but the Yerushalmi is machalek between the depth of the pit when you have that exemption for the kelim. So I'll just show you the Pnei Moshe, because Pnei Moshe goes to a little bit more detail. He says, Degzerat hakatuv v'nimim b'kelim mibor. We've got a special Degzerat hakatuv that says you're chayiv for the shor and not the kelim. Like any kelim, any utensils or stuff that is carrying that also gets that breaks along the way. Kedarish lakamam. B'shor v'lo v'kelav, v'chamor v'lo kelav, we'll see later on. It says, V'i lo havektiv el achad bor. Now, the Pnei Moshe says, we learned this from the fact that it doubled up and said bor twice. Had it only just mentioned bor once, havamina matina b'kelim afilu b'bor shel nezikin. I would have thought that the miut of kelim, the apata for kelim, is also on any type of bor, whether it's bor shel mita, bor shel nezek, so more or less than 10 tefachim deep. That's why I needed an extra bor to say, oh no, the din of the two bors are different. Okay, in other words, the tour of Kalim is only for a bor shemitah and not bor of, let's call the bor of Nezek, as we said. Okay, that's why Pinochet explains that piece. Now the Gemara says, that only seems to make sense if you were chofer the bor. You dug it yourself. How do we know, lakach, yarash, natan lebatana? It was gifted, he used yoresh, and he purchased it. Minayin shnemar o ki yichra'ish bor. Now it's interesting. Pnei Moshe says it's based on the word o, but the Marfula says this is based on what we saw previously. If you remember, we said there was a whole sugya we learned of Chachamim didn't know what a particular term was until they heard someone else saying that term in a particular context, and they worked out what the meaning was. So one of them was kira is mechira. If you remember, so it says ki yichra or kira means mechira. So even if he purchases this bor, he would be chayiv and responsible for it as well. Okay, Mara says. V'chi yesh lo reshut, does he have reshut lahavkir nezakah b'reshus harabim? Now, this is interesting in terms of how you actually continue the flow. We'll explain like the Maharful does as a derech in this sechta. It says, says, we can't talk about the fact we dug it. Havada ben Yerushalayim ein menichin, would let him dig it in Rosh Hashanah. Ela kochik must be, tzrich lomar, that the type of bore we're talking about, nishpar kado, the jug broke Rosh Hashanah and it was mafgirat. So how is it that, how would they allow him to mafgir, it sounds like? Meaning the Rabbana the Rabbi Yehuda beperikula el, but Rabbi Yehuda makshali bedukula alma. Okay, this is if you remember there was a debate whether someone can mafgir the nezek. So he ties his sugi back to a sugi we saw back many daf ago, a couple of weeks ago. Okay, fine. Marafulda has a different take on this because he says sorry, the Pnei Moshe has a different take on this sugi in terms of but you'll see the flow in terms of where we're going in conclusion. Seems to be arriving in a similar destination. So the Gemara now says, "Am Rabbi Yossi Barbun Tiftar k'Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda." Dama shlosha tzfachim shem smuchin l'rishus harabim. What are we talking about here? Where you're chayef a bor when it's your bor and you're hefker who lets you dig in rishus harabim? You won't be able to dig in rishus harabim. So he says, "No, we're talking about sometimes what happens is that three tzfachim in your property that's close to rishus harabim has it in rishus harabim in terms of responsibility." Okay. That's why it's considered, oh, he dug a hole in the Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's not that he did, because the police will stop you for digging a hole. No. But we're taught the fact that we treat the Gimel Tfachim in your own property close to Rosh Hashanah like Rosh Hashanah, that's what it means. That's how I understand it. Now, Rav Mana bai maush yaseh eta omek kagova. This is also a little bit of a tricky sugya to understand. But again, I'll just read the Marafulda what it's talking about here. He says as follows. Maush yaseh eta omek begova. Now, depth and omek and gova and height, what are we talking about? V'iftor bebor shechayv alav hainu. A bor that we normally have, when is someone chayv? Shechavar bo bar karka shave. The classic case in the Torah is with assuming it was on a flat surface. It's going to be hard to, you're not going to be aware of the bore unless you come close to it, because it's a flat surface. That's why someone's not able to, if you like, be careful of where they're going, and all the ox we're discussing, and they're likely to fall into it. What if it's on a incline? If he's coming down the hill, as he's above the bore as he's coming down. He's able to see the bore. Okay? Because what we'll see later on when it comes to bore, sometimes we say is the person should have been looking where he was going. And sometimes we say, well, you can't expect not person or the person or the animal to look where they're going. We'll discuss this again because it's differentiate between a clever ox and a stupid ox. We'll get to that soon. However, in other words, when it's coming down the hill, you've got full visibility of that hazard, which is a bore. That's what the Gemara is saying now. So therefore, Pshita B'Shahab, Mash Enkin, if he's coming up Mitzad Namuch, as you're going up a hill, you're not aware of the bore until it's pretty much too late. Min HaBor, V'Einu Achol Lir'ot Ad She'Yagia LaBor, or too close to it. Okay, V'Einu Rekam HaShas, that's why it says, Hei Chidami, what does it mean? Om Koko Gova, or he says, Gova is Omek. He says, Hei Chidami, back to Gemara, in Bahuda'ati min el chamile. If he's coming from the top down, then he'd see it, like we explained. El ba'uda'ati min ara'ah. We're talking about if he's going up this incline, up this hill, that's where we're saying he'd also be chayv. That's what it means. More like the Rafullah says, it'd be easy to understand, but it says, gugova ha'omek, right? Gova ka'omek, etc. Okay, that's a tricky piece, but that's as best I can do. That's that. Halacha zayin. If you've got a bore that's really, we'll call it in terms of, it's not really owned by two people. Let's call it has the responsibility of two people. Well, they're owned by two people. The afar alav arishon, and one, the first person passes by and doesn't cover it, velochisal. Hasheni comes along, velochisal, hasheni skaiv. The sheni skaiv because he was, if you like, last there that should have covered it. And he was responsible in that situation for not taking care of this bore. Any damage it causes is his fault. What if Kisar Rishon, the first one, comes, Ba Sheni Vigel, the second person uncovered? Hasheni chayiv, then the second person is chayiv as well. He, if you like, created the hazard. He's responsible. Kisar rishon ba'ashenu matzul megula. What if the person was uncovered and the second person comes and finds it uncovered? V'lo kisar hasheni, and the person didn't cover it once again. He's sheni's chayiv. What the chiddushim of the cases? We'll see a few examples when we get to Gemara. Kisau karaui. What if he covered it properly, and somehow something crazy happened, navala tochashor, and or a chamor or an animal fell into it and died? Then he'd be patur, because again, this is he's done everything that is required of him to look after this hazard. Lo kisau karaui. If he didn't cover it properly, well then clearly navala tochashor a chamor or met, then he'd be chayiv. He's responsible. Yafeh. Nafala falam kol akriya chayiv. I mean, this is interesting. We're going to look at my father in a minute to explain it. We're dealing with a situation where a person's digging it. So you can imagine a jackhammer, right? And when it starts, it's quite noisy and gives people a shock, as you know. So I'll just show you. It says, Bor kruya v'nichnas kora, the person who's coming to dig it, lakur latocho, to with this jackhammer with his chills and banging away, l'archiv, to widen it, to deepen it, whatever the reason is. V'shora lach asfatabon, there's an ox walking past it on the edge of the pit. The shama kol apetishin, he hears the banging, the nivan, he gets a fright, the nafal al panav balbor, and it falls into this big hole on its face. In that situation, you're chayiv. Balabor is chayiv, afilu shor shul pikeach. Now, this is the point I want to bring out now. It says, even a shor that's pikeach, we're talking about like an adult ox that is trained, let's call it that. And nothing wrong with it with respect to other, we're not talking about like a super intelligent ox, we're talking about a normal general ox that's mature, and is in that situation, because in that situation, if we're talking about a regular, normal ox, adult ox that is of sound ox mind, if you want to call it that, then we can see say in that situation, you're not responsible for the ox falling in it, because again, an ox would not normally fall into a pit. It looks where it's going. In this situation, even such an ox, we see the chayav. Why? Because the kol ha-kriya bi'atzol, because the sound of the digging ended up giving it a fright and it fell in. Okay, we have to discuss this in a minute. If it falls l'achorav, it falls backward. We don't know what backward means just yet. Mi kol ha-kriya, we say patur. So the Yerushalmi is going to explain it one way, but I'll just give you the background of the mouthful that says, according to the Bavli. It says, Mefarsh b'Bavli, l'rav d'amah bor. Now, there's a whole discussion in the Bavli, in Rav and Shmuel, in terms of what are you chayav for in the bor? What's the responsibility? In other words, what killed? Is it the fact, the impact on the ground? Or sometimes just they call it toxic air, but or the concentrated air in the space of the bor, is that what killed? The hevlo, okay? So Rav says, the fact that the Torah is chayiv someone for bor is because of the havlo v'lo b'chavato, the hevel, and not meaning the air inside it, and not the impact. Okay. V'chi nafal panav, if it falls face first into this bor, mahavlo v'met, then clearly it's the air that's breathing in or whatever that's causing it to die. Aval achorav, if it falls backwards, head up, it's not going to drown in the air, if you like. Then we say, met and then what's killed it? That what killed it is vakarka olam. It was the ground, the impact. Demei Rusha Sarabim is it called. That belongs to Rusha Sarabim. And that, meaning it belongs to the people of Rusha Sarabim, so therefore it's Mipatra in that situation. Interesting position, Rav. In other words, the digging of the hole is not the Torah is Mechayiv for the fact that the ground belongs to the Rusha Sarabim. It is because they're Hevel. That's the position of Rav. So therefore, the simple understanding is, and according to the Mishnah, according to Rav, it's the way the animal falls into this pit makes a difference in terms of what killed it. Simple as that. However, Shmuel says no. What's the Torah obligating you? Not just the hevel, but also the impact. Which you think is a simple understanding, but that's what Shmuel says. So therefore, if it fell inside the pit, who cares which way it's doing, if it's doing a backflip or a forward flip? Who cares? It goes in down, it makes no difference. Ah, so what's the Mishnah saying? La'achorav? It means la'achorav patu gonde nitkal b'bor v'nafal la'achorav b'bor chutz l'bor. So when the Mishnah is saying lefanav and achorav, lefanav means it fell into the bor. La'achorav means it sort of stumbled around because of the bor, if you like, and the digging and everything, and fell outside there was nothing of the bor itself that actually ended up killing it. Not the hevel, not the chavata, not the arrow, the impact. So those, again, the two ways to understand the Mishnah. And it's important to bring that background because you'll see the Marafuld understands that the Gemara is like one of those shittot. Now, Gemara says, that's again, this ox falls in with its kalim and they broke. or the chamor falls in with this kalim and a ter. He's talking about the kalim here. Chayv ala bamei, chayv for the animal and pater on the kalim, for the kalim. Like we explained before, that special meat in the Torah. Nefal to chashor cheresh shota v'katan, we're talking about an animal, a shor that itself is a cheresh, is a shota. So something either medically wrong with this animal, or it's a bit crazy, or it's a kata, meaning, the I think I saw that the article here quoted the Meiri. He says it means it's a young little calf, if you like. It hasn't yet been trained and conditioned like to be a plowing ox. And then a little bit all over the place, that it'll jump around a bit. So that's in that situation, you can say the chayev on the boar. Because as we said, because if it's a really old adult, all ox of sound health and everything, they generally don't fall into holes. Okay, fine. They generally look where they're going. Now, but ben or bat, Eved or Ama, Patur. So, what's this referring to? Meaning that even if, now we said before that Yechai for an ox falls into it, but not a human being. Now, you might think that might be, you can say, because Have Leune for an adult, because they look where they're going. But maybe Ben or Bat, you'd be Chayiv just like an animal. No, there's a special Gzera Takatov that says only Yechayiv if an animal falls into it, but not if a human being. Okay, we've sort of been touching on a little here and there about the human being impact, but we're really focusing on animal at the moment. Let's continue. Oh, pun with impact. Okay. Bor shel shnei shutafim. It says, heyach efshar lebor shel shnei shutafim. How can you have a bor shel shnei shutafim? Where, again, they're bearing responsibility. So the Gemara says, amar av yanai tiftar shenatnu shneihem even achrona. Now, the Marafolder says it might be easier to say shenatlu, but the point is where they're both at the same time, they were carrying either, they're placing a rock on the side to build up the walls on the side of it, or they dug out the last little bit, the last rock together, and they pulled it out, and by doing that, it reached to 10 fachim. So in other words, they both created at the same time this boar that is now one of a hazard. The Gemara says, well, it's another symbol I can say that. Say one dug 10, the other one dug 10. You don't need to have this, let's say, simultaneously do it together. The Gemara says, no. Because the whole point of the Mishnah was to discuss this boar of 10 tfachim. So if you want to have a boar of 10 tfachim and have it two people creating that at the same time, well, they have to actually physically do it at the same time. Because otherwise, you're talking about a boar of like 20 tfachim. Okay, fine. The Gemara says, "Aval al abrishon v'lechsal sheni v'lechsal asheni chayav." Yes, the Gemara says, "Rabba bar bizna Rav Yossi b'shem Rav Yossi notnin lo shehut lichrot eitz arazim min halavanon." Now, what do you mean with giving him time to start cutting pieces of wood out? So I show here. I thought it was my folder, but I've got my. I think it's actually Pnei Moshe. Yeah, Pnei Moshe. If you look at the Pnei Moshe. It says, "Avar alav v'ktani." So what happens is the case is again is as follows. Where is it? Here. So Avar Lav al Arishon, the first person went by it and he didn't cover it. The Sheni came, didn't cover it, the Sheni's Chayev. So what it's saying is, Tani Hasheni Shishtamesh Bo Velo Chisau Chayev. We're talking about a case where the second person actually used it and he didn't cover it over. Aval Arishon, Afilo Nodalo Shabor Mugule, even if he knows it was uncovered, it left the first, second person left it uncovered, he'd be Patur. Umefarash Rav Yachan Lo Delo Olam Patur Hu. Ella, what? As we're going to see now, he's given a certain time span. So just to explain this, it's important because otherwise you won't understand the next lines of the Gemara. We're saying that if a first person left it uncovered, fine. The second person comes along and uses it and leaves it uncovered. We're saying, okay, the second person is responsible. Even if the first person's aware of it, that it's left uncovered. And so the Gemara says, well, it can't possibly be that he's fully patur forever. You're a part, if you like, owner in this boar. There's a hazard that's less hazardous. So that's what the Gemara is now saying. Rabba bar bizna, Rav Yasa b'shem Rav Yochanan, natnu lo shehut lechrot arazim elavanon. Meaning he's given enough time that he can go cut down some wood. Min elavanon doesn't mean away from Lebanon. It means from the forest, in order to, in other words, manufacture some sort of cover. In other words, we're given enough time to cover it over. Beyond that, even though you're not the last person to use it, doesn't matter. You're still responsible. So that's the window we're giving him. Because in other words, if he was negligent, like the second person, by leaving it uncovered, immediately straight away, there's no window whatsoever. The first person, he wasn't negligent, but nonetheless, okay, we say, okay, fine, you're not responsible for immediate damage, but you've got to do something about it. So we give him enough time to do something about it. If he doesn't do something about it, okay, now you're chayav. That's the idea. Now, we're assuming, obviously, there's no cover there, okay? Otherwise, right. You take the cover and cover it over. Right?
Why wouldn't the second person have the same opportunity as the first?
Because he's completely negative. He was using it at the time he left it uncovered. I think
And the
that's right.
first one didn't do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I assume he, presumably because he left the second person in charge to take over, presumably. Okay. It's specifically because the second person was using it. That's the point that Panei Moshe brings. The Gemara says, well, it le chumra, it le kula. Whenever you see the Gemara saying that, that's because we've given something that is a relative shear. Sometimes it being close to a forest, sometimes it can be far away from a forest. In other words, we don't have a fixed shear now for in terms of when we say, okay, now you're responsible. Let's continue. Kisao karaui. Now, if he covered it over properly and any damage occurs, then he is pato. At heichen kisahu, what is considered a proper covering? So yeva ka'aida tatina taman, like we learned in the Mishnah, which is kadesh dia agala mehalechet tu'una avanim. As long as a gamal, I think another pshat is that enough that a like here's the simple wording in front of us that a wagon can go over this hole that is covered full of stones. I thought there was a gamal, but I thought I swear, man, it was a different gersa. Okay, it doesn't matter. Fine. So Amar Ganai letocho bein shelafanav bein lacharav chayev chutzala chayev ulacharav patur. So let's just explain this again. What we're learning acharav and the fanav and acharav. Now, if they go back over, if you remember the machlokas I brought in Rav Shmuel and Bavli, when it says in the Mishnah lefanav acharav, there's a difference. If when the person's digging the hole, it scares this ox and he falls. So it says if it falls inside it doesn't matter lefanav acharav where the this ox are doing freestyle or backstroke. It doesn't matter if its face was up or down. He's chayev. Why? Because it must be like Shitat Shmuel that the impact of the falling in the boar itself is what's mechayev a person. It doesn't matter if his head's up or the animal's head's up or down. However, shlacharav, now change the words, if it's shlacharav, if it's outside, chayev. Is it chayev? Sorry. Start again. Bein lefanav got the Gemara saying is chayev. Chutzalah, if it's outside it, lefanav forward is chayev. Lacharav is patur. Which is interesting here is so the again the muffle this is like Shmuel, the first part ben Chav is chayev, and the next one is if it is chutzala, it doesn't matter if it's forward then it's chayev, if it falls backwards then it's pator, and I think the understanding is that when it's forward it is more ragil, if it's falling backwards animals don't usually do that, and that's more meshune. More, even more remote from the cause, if you like, they're pretty patra in that case. Okay, not mistaken. Okay, let's continue. Now, patocha shov vekelav v'nishparu, chamor. Now, Shmuel says, Shmuel again, ama beshitrifu machmat avira, aval im nechbat bekarka. So we've just said that. When it comes to this ox that falls in the pit, or this donkey that falls in the pit, Yechayev on the donkey, the special meat in the Torah, that says only the animal, not the kelim, that it says to be carrying or on it. Okay, saddle, things like that. However, what Shmuel says, it depends what caused this, the damage to the kelim. If it's because of the hevel, once again, the avir, then fine, that's what the Torah is talking about, that's the special meat. Avalim nichbat bakarka'o. If the kelim broke because of the impact of smashing onto the ground, then you'd be chayev. There's no patur there. Patur there. However, Rav Yochanan Resh Lakish Teraveyorim says no. I feel in the karka patur derech nefilah patra Torah. Meaning, when Rav Yochanan Resh Lakish says the special mute in the Torah, it doesn't make a difference what caused the damage. If the ox falls in, it says shor v'lo kelav, specifically shor or chamor v'lo kelav. It's shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelav. The special miut is doesn't matter what caused the damage when it actually landed in this boar, whether it was a hevel, whether it was an impact, it makes a difference. Yet the Torah gives an exemption there. Okay. So, got it. Have a good day.